Okay, there's one other case, and that's 11,080. And this is the gentleman that's, wow.
What a mess this property is.
Huh?
What a mess this property is.
Oh. But I think I did hear, Jason, you from the survey, you cleaned this up on it,
yeah,
right?
I did.
Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He bought it like that, right, Susan?
Yeah. With Mr. Lank's help.
I'm sorry?
I cleaned it up with Mr. Lank's help.
Oh, okay.
Well, he'd
I didn't understand why all of this was like this, but...
Yeah, it was before his time, right?
Lawrence? Or this
no,
guy,
Michelle,
the applicant,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's been there since the 80s.
Well,
oh, God,
somebody's continued to add on.
Add on.
Yeah. So...
I think, you know, just granting them.
There's quite a few permits for everything and a lot of COs not issued.
Been like since 1984.
So they have obtained many permits over the years.
Well, yeah, they didn't get a CO because they knew they built in the setback.
Probably,
so,
yeah.
And they've had a couple variances already for the property.
Two guys. Well, this guy couldn't be responsible.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, there's two variances listed, one from 1986 and
one
from 1990. One was a 25-foot rear yard variance, and another was a 15-foot rear yard variance, and the lot width variance.
Yeah.
So since then, they added, wow.
Just to clean it all up, so.
Well, they've added quite a bit because now we're at a 27-foot variance. And a 28-foot variance and a damn near 30-foot variance. That was all added since.
In 26 years, and he's been had the last 10.
Hmm.
So,
Susan, when you were looking at the history of this, and the reason I'm asking this is because I'm looking on the application, there's number 2 and number 3, and this is the thing that just strikes me as odd. We have a 29.97-foot variance from the required 30-foot rear yard variance for an existing deck with a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And then number 3, we have a requesting a 27.2-foot variance from the required 30-foot rear yard setback for an existing commercial building. And then I look down at your note here at the bottom of the page, I presume it's your note, regarding the 1986 variance approval, it was a 25-foot rear yard variance from the 30-foot rear yard. And then the 1991 was a 15-foot rear yard variance from the 20-foot rear yard, plus a lot width variance.
They were incorrect because it's agricultural residential and it has to be 30 feet. So it was incorrectly done back then.
Okay.
As for.
I guess my question then is, because it is unclear to me, and I don't know if the board has maybe got the clarity that I don't have, but when I look at this, it has there been, you know, there's an existing deck with a roof and an existing commercial building. Have there been additions to that from what those applications were that you were able to find? Or was that where it is where it was?
Where it is where it was.
Okay. I just want to make sure it was nothing new there.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it did add to the deck, didn't it?
Yeah, but no, they were looking.
That's on the side and
they were
the
looking
rear
for
over it. Here.
Okay.
All right. The other existed.
Was listed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All of this didn't exist.
All of this existed except for this
except
deck.
For that piece, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that includes the deck.
Then, yeah.
What made this application?
Well, how is that when they only asked for a 25-foot rear yard variance?
That was back in 86. It should have been 30.
Right.
It was always agricultural residential. When you have a commercial piece of property and you have agriculture residential behind it, it's 30 feet setback, a 30-foot setback. Even though it's just pretty much
right. But
marsh.
So that wouldn't that suggest that I can see where the main building, would be the request for to the left, I'm assuming main building.
Right.
But anything else, the 27.2-foot, the 28-foot, the 29-foot,
yeah.
That's all. Looks like it might have been built since then.
No, it's all existed.
Okay. So it was just people were asked, or the wrong variances were being requested.
Yes, I believe that's what has happened.
Which, for the record, was before mine and Mr. Calloway's time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe before mine.
Yes, indeed. 86. Yep.
But this will clean it up.
I remember it, though.
Well, and I mean, you know, it's, and certainly, I mean, you know, we don't want to, is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because, you know, it's been that way for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that the variances that exist, but I'm not so sure that, you know, the roof over the deck is necessary. Something he wants to do further. You know, where does it end?
Well, what did he comment? Well, what was he was using that as a eating area or something?
Yeah.
He said
in
something?
The summertime for the patrons to sit out.
Outdoor dining.
Outdoor dining.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe he has anything else on that property, is there, that indicates that there's outdoor dining?
No.
Or is it all indoor?
It's all indoor except for the deck.
Except for the deck.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my only concern is, you know, that turns into enclosed space because he figures, okay, I got a variance for it now.
Have to come back.
Well,
have to come back,
yeah. And that needs to be conveyed to him. But what about if he sells it next year and the next person goes, let's enclose this?
Well, if you're still here, you'll remember that.
Well, I
understand, but, you know, it applies for a permit or it doesn't.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
We could do that with every case we had. You know, how about if the next year this guy came in and did this?
Sure.
So I don't think that's part of the...
Okay.
I know your thoughts, but I don't think that's part of this case. I mean, I think we should just rule in this case. I mean, you're right. They could come back.
No. I agree. I thought he should have been better prepared for addressing the standards for granting variance.
Not prepared. You ask him, I ask him.
So that would just, I guess, maybe suggest to me that...
He wasn't prepared.
That, you know, he's not going to be as prudent in the future either.
Right.
One item that I think, Mr. Chairman, when we're looking at voting on this, is there multiple different variances for multiple different uses? Because if I recall, and Susan may correct me if I'm wrong, if there's some of these that were for existing buildings, there's a portion that I believe is for a new deck, portion of a new deck. So if the board wanted to, you could say we approve part but not all or something along those lines. So I think if that's something the board was looking at, need to make sure that you clear that, you're clear in your motion and how you rule on it. Because this one, like Susan said, it's got a muddied history. So I think however the board were to rule on it, you need to make sure that you're clear on kind of clearing the water there.
The deck is allowed, right? He can deck the whole lot. It's a ground level deck.
Yeah,
it's not ground level.
It's not ground level, and it needs to be. It has to meet the.
That picture
steps.
Shows it's like 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to meet the 5 feet.
Okay.
On the side and rear, and he's only one side. He's got to be 5 feet on the side yard, and he's just 0.3.
So there is a deck variance necessary.
That's what caused this whole.
I'm not talking about the roof. I'm talking about
deck itself.
Yeah, I don't think we have that's listed in here. Mm-hmm. Is that what you were saying? Because if he's adding on to the existing deck,
he's added on to the existing deck,
which
that
makes
10 foot by 30 foot or whatever it was on the application that was issued. He added on to the existing deck, but what he is if you saw the permit application, it said that was okay without having to get a variance. But it notes that if he was to put a roof on top, he would need a variance for that. So that part is new.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I have specifically said that in...
Right.
And what I was...
I put existing deck with roof.
What I just wanted to make sure the board was clear on is there's parts of this that are new, and there's parts of this that are old, some of which has already been approved with a prior variance. So there, this is a
reasonable facsimile.
Yeah, there's a complicated history here. So there's so many variances being requested here. I wanted to make sure that the board was clear on what you were going to vote on.
And I wrote specifically existing and new.
This, I believe this is an attempt by planning and zoning and also to clear that property
yes.
up.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Mr. Lank is, he's seen just what you've talked about. There's all kinds of things that have transpired here. Now let's start from ground zero. And that's what he's doing here.
But this fellow's doing.
Okay.
How are you doing, Mr. Rickers?
I don't have a problem.
Hey, Mr. Berwin?
I don't have any problem with it.
Mr. Hudson?
Problem.
Mr. Nelson?
Let's vote.
Okay. I'm looking for... Let's vote then. Need a motion. Need a motion. All right.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'll leave it on the table then.
No. I'm going to recommend that you approve case number 11080 for the pavilion or roof over the existing deck. I believe there's a uniqueness to the property that it is such from the history of how close everything was at that time, and then put the roof on would naturally put him in a variance situation. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe he's going to put that out there for outdoor eating. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief. And I believe, and also to make it perfectly clear that the this pertains only to the deck and the pavilion roof over top. Is that what we're...
Well,
it was existing.
And yeah, there's all these existing ones as well. I mean, if your motion can be for the entire application, if that's what you wish, or for portions of it.
No, I'm going to make it the entire. That's my motion, for the entire.
The entire structure?
Yeah.
I'm tired, too.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,081. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Galloway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,081 is approved. And we've got, that's it, other than one case under other business.